Lax 904 presents This Week in North Florida Lacrosse.
This Week in North Florida Lacrosse on 1010XL is brought to you by M-Shack,
Derek Prince Realtor,
and Bar Down Lacrosse.
Now here's your host, Ray Carnicelli.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Welcome back.
Oh, yeah, man, how you doing?
How you doing, Chris?
Doing very, very good today.
Pacey, how you doing?
Super.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Chris.
Why the change in music, right?
Well, it turns out, surprisingly, that people missed us. We've been gone for 2 weeks, so the whole welcome back thing. I thought it was just my mom that listened to the show, but it turns out...
It's Jackson, your mom and her friend.
Yeah, Jackson and Trary's grandmother, Rachel, listens to the show. My mom and her friends. I've got four sisters, so at least two of them probably listen to the show.
I did get a couple text messages asking. So the week after Easter, I got a couple text messages asking, is the show on today? And you and I were up in New York at a wedding.
Yes, with Jim Applegate.
Yep.
We had a great time. We did miss doing the show.
Quick question.
Yes, sir.
Was this at all mentioned?
Ray, you're a lacrosse genius. You know everything.
Just curious. Just wondering.
Wait, what was that?
Yeah. I was just wondering, was this at all mentioned at the wedding?
Ray, you're a lacrosse genius. You know everything.
A couple of times.
Okay.
A couple of times.
I kind of thought it was, maybe.
Well, it's been a while. The lacrosse hasn't stopped. You know, we had Easter and then we were gone last weekend, and Chris, it's not like you and I haven't seen each other. I think I've seen you more in the last 2 weeks than any other time period in our 20-plus years of friendship.
Yep. Yeah, we've spent a lot of time together.
So Jacksonville's been busy. Jacksonville University, they had a nice win yesterday. Just what you could ask for. You know, you're playing a team that's kind of down, but they're gritty and they battled. And the JU Dolphins won 20-5 yesterday at Rock Beach midweek. They defeated Detroit 21-9 up in Detroit. And then last Saturday, Queens up in Charlotte 19-5. So this is easy math here. 19, 21, and 20 averages out to be 20. How's that for math right there? So Jacksonville's averaged 20 goals a game over their last three games and allowed 5, 9, and 5. So obviously, some weak opponents. There's no lie there. When you look at the RPI ratings, and we're going to talk about the RPI a little bit because it does come into play, those three opponents are down towards the bottom. So there are, jump into that right now, there are 76 teams in Division I. Lindenwood's 74, Queens is 73, and Detroit is 72. So Jacksonville did what they had to do.
Yeah, right? When I was going over and doing some show prep this morning, I was just kind of thinking, it's like, you know, what is a word that like, just reviewing the games, it's expected, right? If you look at those three games and what Jacksonville did, that's what's expected. But again, it's they're playing the way that they should. They're doing their job. So it's all about next Saturday, right? That's the most important game right now. The next game ahead of them, when they play Air Force on Saturday, April 20th at 11 a.m. out in Colorado.
Yeah, so we're going to talk to Coach Galloway in the next segment. Lots to talk about at JU. And just the last thing before we step away from that is they started strong and they finished and played consistent. So sometimes teams play down to their opponents, and so that was an important thing for me to see, especially on the road at Charlotte and that trip to Detroit. It's not a fun trip. They started and were very strong. Played consistent, so that was great news.
And where they play in Detroit, where they play in Detroit.
That's an outdoor field, kind of in an urban setting. Pretty interesting. It wasn't in the dome. You know, they've played in that dome up there in the past, which is very difficult, kind of like Cleveland State as well. High school lacrosse, the playoffs are underway, so we're going to update you on the playoffs. What happened last week, what's coming up this week. We are broadcasting tomorrow. So if you can't make it out to the local games, you can listen to our call of Creekside versus Ponte Vedra. And before that game, Chris, it's a rematch of Fletcher versus Nice. So a couple of good games we'll go in as well. And then St. Augustine and Fleming Island play.
And that's all tomorrow.
That's all tomorrow. And then Tuesday, Bulls versus Episcopal. So we're going to talk to Coach Polansky of Ponte Vedra. We checked in with Coach earlier in the season, and obviously you're the JV coach over there, so you know what's going on. But we just want to get an update on how Coach Poe feels about his team. We tried to get Coach Alford as well, but, of course, he's coaching this morning. I think he said he's got 150 kids out there doing what Jason Alford does. So we'll catch up with Coach Alford tomorrow, talk to Coach Polansky today. We'll talk just Division I first, and we'll talk about the games today. You know, we've got the Masters on, and I'm really looking forward to that. Cause, you know, I'm a big Crushers fan, so we get to see if Bryson DeChambeau can
hopefully he can bring
back
it back. Yeah.
Yep. But either way, it's a great leaderboard, and love the majors, love the Masters, and the extra drama with the LIV guys, seeing where they're going to end up. And you know, DeChambeau's been representing pretty well, and everyone loves Scheffler and Max Homa. It's like just a bunch of good guys up there. So
it's an exciting tournament. But so my question for you is: the computer screen, the TV, do you have another monitor? How many monitors are you going to have going, and which lacrosse game is going to be on which monitor?
Well, the good thing is the lacrosse games are all at different times. Notre Dame and Cornell is at 12:30. Duke versus Virginia at 2. And Ohio State and Johns Hopkins at 7 p.m.
That's a lot of good games.
That's a lot of good games. And we're going to talk about it, and you and I are going to pick against the spread and see how we make out. So
okay.
We'll look forward to that as well. And you've got some great updates on the local LAX 904 alumni. We won't go through all of them right now, but let's talk about those two goal scorers from Ponte Vedra, Nace and Dowd.
Yeah, the big one was Brendan Nace. He had 5 goals and an assist against Robert Morris. I think they lost a close one, but a great game for him. And then Jack Dowd at Salisbury had 4 goals against Washington College.
Yeah, so you've got a list of about 10, and I know it's a lot of work to track down Division 1, 2, and 3, but you did it. I was scanning throughout the day yesterday to see how the guys are doing. I've got a couple guys from Creekside, a couple of Nice guys doing well, and obviously the boatload of kids from Ponte Vedra. And then today, Notre Dame and Cornell at 12:30. Did you see the highlight of Carter Parlett that was going viral last week?
I did. The hustle play and a lot of the comments and people fighting whether it was a trip or a slash, and I just think it was a great play. It was a very good hustle play, and I didn't see any penalty at all. I think he was just worked really hard against 3 players and got the ball and did his job.
It was insane. He was flying and flailing and diving and did this diving check and then came up with the contested ground ball and ran into space. It was just vintage Carter Parlett. We'll see how Dobson and Carter Parlett do. So we're going to go ahead and take a break. We want to thank our sponsors, Bar Down Lacrosse, M Shack, Cantina Louie, Derek Prince of RE/MAX Specialists, as well as Blue Claws Lacrosse. We're going to go ahead and take a break. It's This Week in LAX 904 with Chris Milo and Ray Carnicelli.
Have a better morning drive. Brunch with the Tour.
Tour news, tips, and inside info.
Your highly technical golf terms, you'll use them on your very first lesson.
Brought to you by
Clearwater Irrigation, 8:30 Tuesday morning on 1010XL.
With more than 2 decades of experience in the Florida lacrosse landscape, Blue Claws offers a local club lacrosse experience anchored in the learning fundamentals of the sport from the best coaches locally and beyond. We focus on skills, drills, technique, and hard work. We attend tournaments in Florida in both the fall and summer. We are currently accepting registrations for all seasons. Visit jacksblueclawslax.com.
There's something that binds us all. The constant hunger to improve. The obsession with every detail. And the reward of a custom fitting taking your game to a whole new level. We're all bound by 2 words said by golfers worldwide. Schedule your fitting at Edwin Watts Golf Shops. Find your local store at worldwidegolf.com. Get there.
fusing together the feel of an old-fashioned burger joint with the exceptional quality found in other Madura Brothers culinary concepts, M Shack has been offering Jacksonville families elevated, fast casual dining options at an affordable price for over 10 years. Today, M Shack locations in the St. John's Town Center and the Nocatee Town Center offer guests a menu that includes all-natural, hormone-free beef burgers, all-beef hot dogs, signature cocktails, and mouth-watering milkshakes.
Everyone agrees that playing quarterback is the hardest thing to do in sports, yet it's the one thing that everyone says they could do.
Denny Thompson is the Quarterback Whisperer. Friday mornings on The Drill, brought to you by Tyson Sound and Security and George Moore Chevrolet.
Lax 904 is thrilled to welcome Bar Down Lacrosse as the title sponsor of all of our broadcasts. We are players, parents, and fans of the game, inspired by the friends we've met along the way. You've got the moves, we've got the goods. Bar Down Lacrosse is family-owned and operated in Jacksonville, Florida. Our goal is to deliver quality products, develop relationships with our customers, and treat every sale with integrity. Locations also in Bonita Springs and Pensacola. Visit bardownlacrosse.com.
1010XL is presented by Farrah & Farrah, exclusive injury law firm of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Protecting you and your family. Call 396-5555. Jacksonville.
Now more of the fastest game on 2 feet with This Week in North Florida Lacrosse on 1010XL.
Welcome back to This Week in North Florida Lacrosse with Chris Milo and Ray Carnicelli. Beautiful day out at Rock Beach yesterday. You know, Applegate and I were up in the booth and looking at the crowd out there on the Adirondack chairs. I love calling the games. Jim did a great job yesterday. Had a lot of fun. But, boy, to look across and those people were having fun, Chris.
What was the temperature? It was like 75, 76 degrees?
I think maybe 77 on the turf.
Yeah.
That's a joke.
Yeah, it's perfect.
People always say it's warmer on the turf. It was great. Nice breeze. Beautiful day. Good lacrosse. We want to welcome on our first guest today, the head coach of the JU Dolphins, Coach Galloway. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining, Coach. Great game yesterday. Congratulations on another ASUN win, 20-5 over Lindenwood. Going into the game, my expectations and my hopes were something similar as the score, but I wanted to see the team start fast and play consistent throughout. What was your message to the team on what you wanted to see?
Yeah, I think, most importantly, we wanted to take pride in our product. And we wanted to try to create moments of joy within our last two home games. And, I felt like, sometimes you have a level of confidence going into a game, but it doesn't always feel good, even when you win. I mentioned to the team, we felt good about our product after Michigan, but we did not feel good about our product after Mercer yet. We won one of those games and we lost one of those games. So it was about, taking a lot of pride in the product that we put out there and, specifically offensively being able to score 6 goals each of the first 3 quarters. It felt like that was a way for us to take a step forward, especially on that side of the ball.
You're talking about moments of joy, and as a fan, I put my fan hat on. I always remember like 2 or 3 plays that really jumped out at me, and the one I'm going to bring up to you was off the 10-man ride. I think it was Connor McDonald who picked up. Is it Connor McDonald? 77. Picked up that ground ball. I think he hit intrary over to Griner maybe. Do you remember that play?
Yeah, it was huge. The ball goes off the end line, and, one of our points of emphasis this week was beating the whistle. And we actually did a beat the whistle drill in our short window of practice that we had on Friday because we felt like that was important to be able to cause a little bit of a gap in between the lines. And, you saw Connor pick that ball up like an attackman when it went out of bounds and immediately moved it off the turf. And, I believe Jackson ended up with it on the back end of the rainbow. And, it's plays like that, how do you get to 20? It's not easy. It's plays like that allow you to be able to get there.
Coach, obviously the last 3 teams you played are having their struggles this year, but you guys averaged 20 goals over 3 games. But to me, the part of the importance of it was the 2 road games as well. I ran into you guys, ironically, at the airport Tuesday morning. You guys looked like professionals on a business trip, headed up to Detroit early on Tuesday. And it's never easy to make those trips, but talk to me about winning on the road because you've got a big one coming up.
Yeah, it's a big deal. I mean, you know, you have to jump on a 7-hour bus to Charlotte and play Queens and handle some of their zone and some of the unique things that they did. And then, you know, you have a quick turnaround and wake up at, you know, wake up was 4 a.m. on Tuesday to be in suit and tie and to get on a plane to Detroit and have connectors. And, you know, we only had a 45-minute practice window in Detroit. And these are all just, you know, miscellaneous things that you have to learn how to handle as a young team. And you have to remind yourself, a lot of these guys have never been on trips like this. So, but for us, for everybody on our team, that was the first time in Detroit. You know, nobody had had to go up and play in those bubbles before. And I thought the way that we carried ourselves in that game was really important. Again, it's not always who you're playing against or what the final score is, but it's how you feel about how you perform. And then obviously to be able to come back and do it again at home yesterday with plenty of distractions to take place. It's finals week now. I thought the guys handled themselves well, and even better, I think there's some areas that you walk away with saying, I can't wait to address that this week in a full week of practice that we haven't had in a while.
Jacob Griner, first four games of the year, struggling a little bit shooting. I think he's 5% shooting. And then the next eight games, he bumps that up to 52%. Just incredible. And 52 is what we all know and expect. Was it getting used to the offense, finding his spots, or just being a sniper, dialing in your weapon?
No, I think Jacob just takes so much burden of responsibility of this team as one of our leaders. And, you know, he was more frustrated than any of us with how he was playing at the beginning of the year. But he also was out there every day, you know, working on his craft and knew that it wasn't going his way. And, you know, at times, sometimes as a shooter, you start to squeeze your stick a little bit. But credit to Jacob. He is the guy. He's a consummate professional. I've never seen anybody work as hard as he does. And the last three guys off the field on Friday after our practice were Ethan Lamont, Jacob Griner, and Tucker Garrity. And sometimes when you get to this stage of your career, it's just that extra level that you're willing to put in. And I'm so happy that, you know, the results are showing for him.
You know, over the years, watching as much lacrosse as I've done, the consistency between Griner, Brown, and Trary, where they all, you know, 33, 27, 27 goals, but the assists, 17, 18, 17, usually one guy has, you know, an exorbitant number of goals to assist, but those guys are all balanced. And then you've got Taylor, who's got so much potential, and Lamont, the way he played yesterday, he's a 4-5 goal a game capabilities at any time. Really impressed with just the cohesiveness of the offense right now.
Yeah, I think you said it well. That green attack, I'll be honest, we did not mince words with them at the beginning of the year. We needed more. You know, when you look at box scores, usually it's your starting attack that are carrying you, and you know, we weren't hesitant to challenge them, and man, have they answered. I mean, I believe right now, out of the top four scorers in the conference, we have three of the top four, and it's those three guys. And that's a credit to the unselfishness and the athleticism of our midfield, but also the balance of our attack right now. And then you mentioned some of those other names that really start the fire for us, like Jack Taylor and Ethan Lamont and Anthony Caputo, that allow the attack to collect the way they do.
In terms of Nathan Kapp, if there was a most improved award over a career, he's already there, in my opinion. And he was good to come out, and you obviously saw his potential. But his mentality and understanding when to knock it to space, when to pull it out, when to attack, he's really developed into you know, somebody who's fun to watch and a weapon for Jacksonville.
Yeah, his humility is probably my favorite thing. I mean, I think in the past, Nathan was so worried about his stat line. And this year, he's taken our step back and really bought into the team and has done things unselfishly. He's also a great teammate. You know, we have a young man in Drew Ripien who, you know, has been able to come in and spell Nathan, and Nathan's been a great mentor to him. So what I have enjoyed about Nathan the most this year is his willingness to do things for the team and his willingness to be a great teacher as well, because he's leaving a legacy far, far bigger than just that.
Coach, in sports, you always want to be able to control your own destiny, and you've been able to maintain that throughout the season. You know, we've been watching JU since the beginning, and there's always been these times where we're doing calculus and this has to happen and that has to happen. It's got to be a pretty good feeling to know that you dictate what happens next.
Yeah, it certainly is. And, you know, we told the guys after the game yesterday, our postseason starts this week. You know, this is the beginning of championship season, and there is, whether or not people value it, there is a trophy for the regular season, and we get to start to work our way towards the first opportunity to win something. And it begins with what we, you know, kind of coined this week as the semifinals. You can't win the regular season. You can't position yourself in the postseason without winning this week. So we're learning how to perform in moments like that. And this is going to be the first test to be able to do that. And it starts with a semifinal game going out to Colorado Springs.
Yeah, they've got some potent offense as well. How much zone defense do you expect them to play? And can you tell me a little bit about their defense and goalie unit at Air Force?
Yeah, absolutely. And the team starts with the attack. They have three young men that are playing at a really high level. You know, a young man at Ashby from Florida, Yago, who is an incredible athlete. Drake, you know, kind of a Jacob comparison of an outside range shooter. They're dangerous. They're dangerous on offense. They have an elite attack. I've been impressed watching them thus far. But defensively, you know, they have played a good amount of zone throughout the year, not as their main identity, but certainly in their toolbox. And I anticipate we see it all, as you can imagine. It's that time of year where you're going to get the best punches. And they are seeing some influx at the goalie position. You know, obviously, you know, Parlett has been there, and, you know, they played a different young man yesterday who had a very good day in Detroit. So, you know, we'll be prepared for all three of them, but, you know, our focus still is going to be on us, because I still think there's some things that we can continue to get better at, and I can't believe I'm saying that on April 14th.
You've talked about the support from the university, from the boosters, and it really you can feel it, and it's tangible this week when you have the flexibility, whether you need to or not, to go out there early for the A-Sun playoffs and this week. And just talk to me about how much that means to be in a position where you're not forced into decisions.
Yeah, I'm not envious of the folks that have to do that, because I have the best administration, and then more, and just as important, some of the best supporters of our program. The coolest thing for me is, and I think I heard it with you know, John Calipari taking the job, I have administration and people around the program. Those people win championships, and the level of support we get, and everything is about, hey, what do you need to win, not about, hey, what do we need to survive. And I feel very blessed to be here, and I have to remind myself, kind of pinch myself all the time, because I hear some of the struggles of other coaches, and I feel like, you know, we've been given everything we need, and we got to do our job now on the field to be able to make those people right.
Coach, last thing before I let you go, and I do appreciate all your time this morning. I know this because when I was a senior in college, I remember like this time of year, you mentioned the finals, you mentioned people thinking about jobs and girlfriends and all the distractions. How much this time of year is just the mental part and the focus part?
I think it's a majority. I mean, the physical work has been put in from August to this point, and most of our attention will be put towards making sure the guys have a clear mind. That was my one request of them, giving them today off. Today had to be a day off, because we haven't had a day off in a while. I said, take some time, put your feet in the sand, take a deep breath, because I need the clearest eyes tomorrow when you walk into the facility. And there are so many distractions. Everybody's dealing with it. And I think often it's the teams that handle that best this time of year that they get to continue to extend their season. So we will talk about that, because it is such a point of emphasis. But I can tell you, we have some leaders in the room that have already addressed the team about it. So I feel like I'm supported in a lot of ways with that message.
Well, Coach, it's been a good run. Let's keep it going. Looking forward to watching the game Saturday, and maybe making some plans to head out there in a couple weeks myself. But once again, congratulations and great job.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Have a great Sunday.
You too. That was Coach John Galloway. The JU Dolphins are rolling right now. Chris, 9-4 on the season. When you look at it, they had the blemish against Marist, and Marist is decent, but that's not the same Jacksonville squad that dropped that one-goal overtime game. They got rolled by Duke, and then they battled Michigan. I feel like the Utah game was one that got away. They just dealt themselves and dug themselves such a big hole that I've watched Utah and Air Force. I would not trade rosters with anybody.
No, I wouldn't either. I agree with you on the Utahs. Is they just you can't give up that many goals at the beginning of the game, and then, you know, they tried to claw their way back. And again, I think they're playing good lacrosse at the right time. This is a big one, though. I mean, going into Air Force is number one in the A-Sun. I believe they're 6-0 in the A-Sun right now. So this is, I think, the most important game in Jacksonville's season right now. They have to win this game. I think this is, like Coach said, this is like a playoff game. You have to win this game.
So we're going to out of the next break, we're going to talk to Coach Polanski and switch it over to high school. But just wanted to go around some of the interesting games in Division I before we go ahead and take a break yesterday. Air Force hammered Detroit 14-3. Bobby Moe, Robert Morris 14-13 in overtime versus Queens. That Queens team is battling, and you mentioned Nace from Ponte Vedra with five.
Mm-hmm.
Bellarmine, they beat Cleveland State 14-9. They'll be here in a couple of weeks. Vermont over Bryant, Canisius over Wagner, Delaware, Stony Brook. Those are all boring games. Penn State 14, Michigan 8. This one, Towson 25, Hampton 2. I think, Hobart loses to St. Joe's. They're not happy up there. Army Navy. You spent some time with one of our favorite Navy people this week.
Yep, Garrett.
Did he mention anything about the Navy lacrosse team?
Sometimes when they're winning, he does. When they're losing, he doesn't.
Well, he'll be silent because they lost to Army 13-8 yesterday.
You see Penn beat Harvard 15-12. I think that was a big one.
Syracuse over North Carolina 10-9. Close, but they got the win. Denver Georgetown sounded like a great game. 10-8, Denver came out on top.
There's two that I want to mention. Siena beat Manhattan, which I think was an upset.
Did you see the goals at the end of the game?
I did.
Was it five goals in a minute?
Yes, crazy game. And then Brown beat Princeton 13-12. That's an upset.
Maryland beat Rutgers 11-6. I had picked Colgate to defeat Lehigh, and Lehigh won 9-7. So. Did we mention Richmond High Point? Did you say that?
I did not.
Okay,
but,
9-5, Richmond over High Point. So we're going to go ahead and take a break, come back and talk to Coach Chris Polanski, talk a little bit more about the high school playoffs in the area. Your calls and texts as well, 904-641-1010. It's This Week in North Florida Lacrosse with Chris Milo and Ray Carnicelli.
A tradition unlike any other.
Rays Creek, Butler Cabin, and the Green Jacket.
Ready to rip it.
The Masters.
That's a beauty.
Masters coverage on 1010XL is brought to you by Vaughn Motor Group.
Like anything this sport has ever seen.
Founded in 2014, Cantina Louie was built on the principle of serving products of the highest quality with an ambiance that is perfect fit for any occasion. Our wide selection of creative offerings is sure to appease everyone's appetite, from a la carte tacos to specialty cocktails to authentic Mexican street food and more. Cantina Louie is guaranteed to satisfy your Mexican cravings. Locations throughout North Florida.
Have you tried golfing at the improved Cimarron Golf Club? If you haven't, tell you what, you're missing out on the best deal in Jacksonville. Now, many of you have received a postcard in the mail, and of course, if you bring that with you, $45 plus tax to play. That includes a cart, lunch, and a beer at the brand new Stone Barrel Tap House. Now, go to the website, that is CimarronGolfClub.com, and sign up for the Wild One Loyalty Program. That's the Wild One Loyalty Program, and get all of these specials emailed to you from Cimarron.
Buying or selling a home? Call Derek Prince with REMAX Specialists. With the limited number of homes on the current Northeast Florida market, you need an agent with the right connections, technology, and strategies to achieve your home buying or selling vision. Whether you're feeling overwhelmed and want someone to take the wheel, or you just need a second opinion, you can count on Realtor Derek Prince with REMAX Specialists. Visit Derek's website at DerekPrinceSells904.com. That's DerekPrinceSells904. Or give him a call at 904-563-5050.
She's very comfortable talking sports and hanging out with the boys.
Mia O'Brien here, still providing the best multimedia sports coverage in Northeast Florida on 1010XL radio, video, and social channels.
All things Mia are driven by Arlington Toyota.
ET here, and it's time for the Taste of Golf at TPC Sawgrass, April 24th. Join me for fine cuisine from chefs from the top golf clubs in our area. Craft cocktails, games, and unique auction items. This is one of the most charitable events in our area. Come network with a sophisticated audience who is passionate about golf and its values, all while impacting the youth in our community. All proceeds benefit First Tee North Florida. For tickets, go to tasteofgolf.com. Come on, somebody.
With more than two decades of experience in the Florida lacrosse landscape, Blue Claws offers a local club lacrosse experience anchored in the learning fundamentals of the sport from the best coaches locally and beyond. We focus on skills, drills, technique, and hard work. We attend tournaments in Florida in both the fall and summer. We are currently accepting registrations for all seasons. Visit jacksblueclawslax.com.
1010XL is presented by Farrah & Farrah, exclusive injury law firm of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Protecting you and your family. Call 396-5555. Jacksonville.
Buckle up your chin strap. You're listening to This Week in North Florida Lacrosse on 1010XL.
Going to work it behind. Carried by Scott Applegate. Applegate getting to the top side, splits in front, the ball is loose, the ball is down, and now it pops straight up into the air, and Ponte Vedra has got an interesting lineup right now. Cecil Holly's been playing mostly defense, now he's carrying the ball to the offensive end, trying to get to the front, dishes it back out top, Leguiza, Applegate, Eric Applegate settling him down, now he skips to his left hand, trying to get to the front of the goal, he's a big sophomore. And they're trying to get it back to the offense. Interesting offensive set. Now the defensive slip shot. Feet of the crease. Score! Applegate to Applegate. And that's a score for Ponte Vedra. And they win the game. And they win the district. Eric Applegate to Scott Applegate. Off a clear from Ryan Applegate. And Ponte Vedra wins 6-5.
Holy Applegate.
And there is bedlam on the field right now as Ponte Vedra rightly celebrates this tremendous finish. Here in the Brumos North Florida Lacrosse High School Game of the Week, Ponte Vedra is your District 5 champion.
Holy Applegate. That was a while ago.
What year was that?
I wish Jim was here because he's better at this stuff.
It says 11 years ago on your sent me.
Yeah, so 2013.
I
should remember because it was my son Nicky's senior year. He was on that team with the late, great Scotty Applegate, Eric Applegate, who the JU people know about, and the number one refereeing Applegate, Ryan Applegate. So this year, Ryan referees up in Charlotte, Eric referees down here,
hopefully.
And obviously Jim's a big-time referee in these parts as well.
Well, he's a stand-in referee
yeah,
if they need
when
him.
Needed. We're on emergency duty. What a call. That was a fun game. That was before Coach Polanski's time, but that's how long we've been doing these games on the radio, and we've got a fun one coming up tomorrow. Coach Poe, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. I was actually, that was my first year at Ponte Vedra. I was a JV coach that year. I was on the sideline for that game.
Well, that was wild. That was wild.
I remember that one.
Coach Poe, did you help Casey out with his lacrosse skills when he did his little video trying to learn the game? Our producer from Tennessee.
You know, I'm not even gonna lie. We punted him off to the face-off coaches. I can't remember what we were doing that day, but I had to go elsewhere. But he spent time with the face-off guys.
We're gonna put him in the goal next and give him that point of view.
He'll never come back.
Yeah. So some great games over the years, Coach Poe. I was trying to find, and you're probably glad I didn't find this one. I could not find the Manny Wilhelm goal from a couple years ago. I was digging and searching because that was a great call and a great finish. Not great if you're Ponte Vedra, but a couple of thrilling games, huh? And you've seen them both.
Yeah, it sounds like you did similar to my memory and tried to erase it. that was a wild season for sure. And no surprise, he's crushing the Air Force right now.
Yeah, hopefully he doesn't crush it this week. Sorry, Wilhelm family. I root for you almost every other week of the year. So Creekside versus Ponte Vedra tomorrow. The schools came into existence in the same year. A lot of the kids, even way back then, you know, came up through our Predator program before Julenton Creek even had a program. So the rivalry's been fun for the most part. And what are your expectations and what is your message to the Sharks tomorrow?
You know, we'll be 11 days off since our last game with getting a bye and the way the playoffs work. It's a little bit wonky. And so we're definitely hungry to get back out. And, you know, with such a break, it's really just kind of, you know, what our same message is all the time is we play our standard. It's not necessarily, you know, who we're playing against. If, you know, we're going to play and grade ourselves against ourselves. And, you know, that's what I expect Monday night.
So in terms of development, you played Creekside on way back in, on February 14th, Valentine's Day, I think that is, 7-0. Where is your team now from where it was back then?
You know, it's a whole lot different this year. We've gone through a lot of evolution. You know, it's in the years past, we've had a lot of dominant Dodgers that are, you know, can really easily generate double teams. And early in the year, we really struggled to generate, you know, doubles, which is, you know, what makes any good offense good is, you know, being able to generate double teams and then, you know, capitalize. And we struggled early in the year. You know, we run primarily a different offense. You know, we have some different guys in different positions, some guys, you know, that were healthy then that are now, and guys that weren't healthy then that are healthy now. So, you know, it's a much different look. And conversely, you know, they're playing, you know, at a much different level. They off, you know, 7-0, obviously their offense didn't have their best day, but they, you know, they've had some really good games, you know, in particular the big win against Fletcher and Bartram recently. They're playing good.
7-6, your last time out versus a very good Oak Hall team, the 12-5 win over Fletcher, and then Pope John Paul VI, 8-7 double overtime thriller. Can your team go as far as you want to go without Jack Pete? Does he have to be exceptional?
It certainly helps. That's for sure. It certainly helps. But you know, I think. You know, as good as he is, and trust me, I will sit and argue with anyone that I think he's the best goalie in the not only the state but the Southern region. You know, we are a balanced team, and you know, one guy, you know, should be able to have a mediocre day, and you know, the other 34 guys will step up and carry their weight. You know, we don't have one. You know, we always say one. You know, the bus leaves no matter what. There's not one guy that we need to wait for, and one guy that's going to move the needle a ton. You know, Jack P is obviously the man. You know, but I think with, you know, how good our defense is, our, you know, our Fogos, how deep our midfield is, our attacks coming on. You know, we like I said, it's obviously nice when Jack's making 20 saves a game. But I do think we're going to be able to win in some different ways.
Who needs to step up and fill the back of the net? You mentioned the balance on your team, but can you mention some of the guys that you know, are going to be expected to score goals?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. You know, we say, you know, you kind of expect guys, but you know, if you look at the Oak Hall game, you know, Fletcher game, some of our best guys, you know, put up low numbers and we're still able to produce. You know, we again have big guys out all year and still we're produced. You know, the Matt Greco's, you know, the Cannon Houseman, the JP Dolans, you know, are going to be scoring goals. But you know, with Jeremy Hart, Blake Powers, Baylor Vu,
Ezring,
Tyus Schultz is coming on. Ezring is, you know, there. Edward Houston's had big games. You know, Ladd and Redley from the faceoff can generate offense. You know, we can generate offense from a lot of different guys. And, you know, much like we talked about, you know, with the goalie, like we, you know, one guy's having an off day, one guy's sick, one guy, you know, stick is bagging out or just can't shoot. You know, we're going to be okay because we got, you know, 8, 9, 10 other guys that, you know, hopefully a couple of them can catch fire.
Hey, Poe, it's Milo. I know the All-Americans just came out recently. Pretty sure Jack P got one. Can you just talk about the other guys that got the honors?
Yeah, so this year the All-American system is you know, unique, where we went from 8 All-Americans to 4 because a lot of the other regions split off, and we the Ponte Vedra kids were Ladd Harper and Jack Pelleau, and you know, both of them are, you know, phenomenal, and then John Dalen Hill and Lee Crotty from Bowles were the 4 regular All-Americans, all, you know, obviously Division I studs, you know, their best player at their position in the area and possibly the state. And then the academic, it was Tanner Parlett. I know Glenn Carter's son, Trey, got it from Episcopal, and I can't remember the names off the top of my head, to be honest, of the St. Augustine and the Nice player that got the academic award. And then Rodney Byrne, well-deserving, received the North Florida Coach of the Year.
Awesome. Coach, your defense, the close defenders, They look like a basketball team out there. Kemp, Parlat, and who's the third? Help me out here.
Lucas Chigonis.
Yeah, Chigonis. Those guys, I think, are underrated because they make I'm not going to say Jack's job easy, but the opposing attackmen really have to work.
Yeah, well, you know, I said it literally the first practice of the season, and you can see it throughout the games with how talented they are. People aren't going to dodge on them. You know, like you don't see a lot of guys dodging on Tanner or Riker or Lucas, you know, outside of, you know, pressure situations and type things. And they try to take advantage of us off ball. You know, a lot of teams will try to invert and cut and do other things to avoid, you know, just flat out avoid dodging on those defenders because they're just so strong. And then it also plays into our system when we have a really good goalie, you know, when we can play good defense, it forces long outside shots from up top. And Jack T is obviously phenomenal at picking them off and getting good outlets and clearing the ball and getting it back the other way. So it's the very yin and yang with, you know, how great our pulls is. And, obviously with the phenomenal talent in Cage, it's really a pleasure. And I will also say, you know, if you watch us, our defensive midfielders are really deep and really, really good too. And that helps when, you know, you kind of look at these 6'4", 6'5" guys and you're like, we'll go at the D middies. And, you know, they're two of the best athletes on the football team and the starting running back. And it's like, it's frustrating.
Yeah, frustrating for your opponents, fun for you. Can you give me a word or two before we let you go about Coach Alford and Creekside?
Yeah, Coach Alford's the man. You know, that team has gotten significantly better throughout the year. You know, we just recently, you know, watching a little film, we obviously watched the Bartram game. And from, you know, that first game until now, that team has gotten significantly better. And one thing early, everyone kind of, you know, scratching their head, at, you know, would kind of, well, you know, how do we only score 7 goals in the first game? But, you know, Coach Alford's great at scheming, and, you know, he obviously knows us very well and, you know, knows what we like and what we don't like and what makes us uncomfortable and does a really good job schematically trying to make us uncomfortable.
Well, looking forward to seeing you out there tomorrow for our broadcast of Creeks Pontevedra. Get there early and watch that rematch of Fletcher versus Nice. Coach Poe, looking forward to seeing you tomorrow, and thanks for all you do. And it's been a lot of fun catching up.
Yeah, guys, thanks for having me on. I'm looking forward to seeing you Monday and for the top 10 teams in 2A battling.
All right, good deal. That's Coach Chris Polanski of the Pontevedra Sharks. Chris, the history of these two teams, it's been a little lopsided between Creekside and Pontevedra, but you saw from that score earlier in the year and Coach Alford's ability to make it uncomfortable for his opponents, it could be a good game tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a rivalry game, and you never know in rivalry games. I mean, you could throw the records out, and Creekside can come up and bite you. It's again, you never know.
So, give me a little rundown on some of the games from last week, high school wise.
Yeah, so obviously the district playoffs started. So we had Nice played Atlantic Coast. They beat them 19-3. We talked about the Creekside Bartram game. Creekside beat Bartram 9-4. Fleming Island beat Tocoi Creek 12-11.
That must have been a fun game.
Yeah. So, again, Tocoi Creek is what, their four-year program so far? Three or four years in? I mean, that's pretty impressive for a four-year program to be playing Fleming Island that close. Fletcher beat Mandarin 20-0. Episcopal beat Providence 15-3, and then Bowles beat Paxson 22-1.
So it sounds like Episcopal is coming on a little bit. Bowles has got that stout lineup, but once again, it's a rivalry game, so that'll be an interesting one to follow. And you know, throughout the state, you look at 2A in the north, obviously the games we just talked about, and then you know, Lake Mary waiting in the wings to try to prevent one of our local teams from going to the Final Four. And then at the other end, the way Oak Hall's playing right now, it's gonna be tough for whoever comes out of that Bowles Episcopal game. They're gonna have a battle. I'm hoping to be able to broadcast that regional final as well.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun.
North 1A. So the scheduling's always difficult on the radio. They've got a lot going on here with the Gators and Jaguar talk and
You're telling me Ray Carnicelli doesn't take priority at the radio station?
Listen, we've come a long way putting lacrosse on the map here in North Florida, and Steve Griffin and 1010XL have been amazing. So I'll take what I can get, and they're always – Listen, Casey can tell you over there. They're calling him at the last minute to move things around when I try to schedule a game.
I'll be there tomorrow, baby.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and take a break, come back and wrap it up. We still have time for your questions and calls. Text us or call us. Come on, let's go. It's like a dialing for dollars here, 904-641-1010. It's This Week in North Florida Lacrosse with Chris Milo and Ray Carnicelli.
He's not Pistol Pete, he's Pete Prisco.
Been on the wanted list almost 20 years.
CBS Sports senior NFL writer Pete Prisco joins the Frangie Show Friday afternoons on 1010XL. Brought to you by Showtime Sports Cards and Collectibles.
M-Shack Burgers, Shakes, and More is the newest sponsor of our Lax 904 broadcast. Fusing together the feel of an old-fashioned burger joint with the exceptional quality found in other Madura Brothers culinary concepts, M-Shack has been offering Jacksonville families elevated, fast, casual dining options at an affordable price for over 10 years. Today, M-Shack locations in the St. John's Town Center and the Nocatee Town Center offer guests a menu that includes all-natural, hormone-free beef burgers, all-beef hot dogs, and mouth-watering milkshakes. Friends and families of La Crosse in North Florida will love the gourmet shakes like the glorious Oreo cheesecake, mouth-watering cookies and cream, mind-blowing pecan pie shakes, and more. In addition to the amazing M-Shack burger, be sure to try a sunrise burger, veggie burger, or the amazing gluten-free CrossFit burger. Lacrosse fans, visit mshackburgers.com to see the entire menu or visit an M-Shack in person today.
Want to play golf and help raise some money for scholarships at the same time? Join the Clay County Gator Club at their 24th annual scholarship golf tournament presented by Walker Footings, Sunday, April 21st. To register, go to claygators.com.
Lax 904 is thrilled to welcome Bar Down Lacrosse as the title sponsor of all of our broadcasts. We are players, parents, and fans of the game, inspired by the friends we've met along the way. You've got the moves, we've got the goods. Bar Down Lacrosse is family-owned and operated in Jacksonville, Florida. Our goal is to deliver quality products, develop relationships with our customers, and treat every sale with integrity. Locations also in Bonita Springs and Pensacola. Visit bardownlacrosse.com.
What's the weekend in sports look like? I'm Dan Hicken, and I'll give you my take on The Weekend with Dan. Find it on YouTube and Facebook. Weekend with Dan, brought to you by Stone Core. We do outdoors better.
Buying or selling a home? Call Derek Prince with RE/MAX Specialists. With the limited number of homes on the current Northeast Florida market, you need an agent with the right connections, technology, and strategies to achieve your home buying or selling vision. Whether you're feeling overwhelmed and want someone to take the wheel, or you just need a second opinion, you can count on Realtor Derek Prince with RE/MAX Specialists. Visit Derek's website at DerekPrinceSells904.com. That's DerekPrinceSells904.com. Or give them a call at 904-563-5050.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Founded in 2014, Cantina Louie was built on the principle of serving products of the highest quality with an ambiance that is perfect fit for any occasion. Our wide selection of creative offerings is sure to appease everyone's appetite, from a la carte tacos to specialty cocktails to authentic Mexican street food and more. Cantina Louie is guaranteed to satisfy your Mexican cravings. Locations throughout North Florida.
1010XL is presented by Farrah & Farrah, exclusive injury law firm of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Protecting you and your family. Call 396-5555, Jacksonville.
After a quick pass, we're back to This Week in North Florida Lacrosse on 1010XL.
Try to be best, cause you're only a man, and a man's got to learn to take it. Try to believe, though the going gets rough, that you gotta hang tough to make it.
Welcome back to This Week in North Florida Lacrosse. Let it play out here. This is my go-to song every morning. I play this.
I didn't even realize we were back on. I didn't know this was our comeback music.
I play it every morning. I look in the mirror. It just gets me going for the day.
All right.
Do you have, like,
something to stand on to do the kick?
Yeah, I do the kick.
Yes?
It's called the crane move.
Yeah, do you have something? What are you standing on?
The edge of the bathtub.
All right, Ralph. Oh,
that's,
and I have the bathtub
ballsy,
full,
bro.
So if I lose my balance, I go splashing in. Yeah. I used to look like Ralph Macchio back in the day.
Right.
Basically, that's what, between the Karate Kid and the Outsiders. That's right when I was in like 9th, 10th, 11th grade.
Did you
whatever.
Have like the headband and everything?
Oh, I still wear the headband.
Oh.
Heads like, all together.
Ray, I mean, you used to be my hero.
What?
But now, you're the best around.
There we go.
I mean, there won't be anybody else that'll ever take your place because of that
tens
story.
Tens of people, tens and tens of people who missed the show the last 2 weeks and were begging for us to come back. Now we have a caller.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and
take
this call.
I don't know how nice you guys should be to this caller. I mean, when she told me what she does, I mean, with the world today being what it is towards, like, referees and umpires.
She's the best around. Annalie, how you doing?
Hey, Ray, Chris, how are you? Walking down memory lane here.
Yeah, where you been? I haven't seen you out on the fields in your striped zebra costume.
Well, I have retired from basketball and lacrosse because I have new knees.
Okay, you're still doing football?
Yes, I finished my 20th year with lacrosse in 2020.
Awesome.
And doing football, flag football, volleyball, and track. But, I was just listening to y'all and hearing everything going on. Did you say Roddy Byrne was Coach of the Year?
Yeah, over at Fletcher. He's done an amazing job over there. First year with the program, and it's a fun team to watch. And they're playing out at Nice tomorrow night. I think it's at 6. It's the early game, and we're in the playoffs already.
He teaches at Sandalwood, but they got rid of the program, so that's good for him. No, I just heard your voices and remembered a lot of opportunities and experiences out there.
And we were always kind to you, right? We were always kind to you?
Oh, yeah, of course.
See that?
Yeah,
see?
Of course.
Annalie, it's great hearing from you, and hope to see you around. I think, were you the first female football referee in the state of Florida?
First to officiate state championships.
That's what it was. I knew there was something there. So congratulations, and we'll hope to catch up soon and see you and the bird on your shoulder out at JU one of these days.
I'm gonna have to do that. Good idea.
All right.
God bless everybody.
You too. Thanks, Annalie.
Awesome.
Yeah, Annalie's longtime referee here, and you probably recognize her on the football field too for some of the people. And see, we're nice to referees.
Yeah,
it's just certain ones of them. So. Chris, the clock is ticking.
Yes.
What else you want to talk about today?
So we didn't talk about Flagler.
Okay.
They had a week off. They play Shorter, April 20th, and then they up in Rome, Georgia, and then they have a game against Montevallo at home April 27th. Very important games.
What time is that Montevallo game?
The Montevallo game is at noon.
Okay. Just trying to see if it conflicts with the Bellarmine game. Yeah, it's important. There's four teams in that Peach Belt. They all make the playoffs, and the seeding. It's four good teams. I mean, Flagler.
You said there's four teams.
Oh, there's five.
There's five teams, and currently, right now, Flagler is 0-2 in the Peach Belt Conference.
Oh, that's no good.
So again, important game against Shorter, and then important game against Montevallo. So I'm expecting Flagler to beat Shorter, but I'm not gonna. It's not in the books yet, obviously. They got to play the game, right?
Yep, so it's prediction time. Cornell versus Notre Dame at 12:30 today. Cornell is an underdog by 4.5 goals. Who you got?
Notre Dame.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and take the Big Red to cover the spread.
Okay.
Virginia at Duke. What do you think the spread is?
Virginia at Duke, 1.5 Duke.
Virginia's favored by 1.5.
Oh, okay.
So who are you taking?
I'm going to take Virginia.
Minus the points. I'll take Duke plus the points. So
okay.
We're opposite here, and I'm not doing that on purpose. Johns Hopkins versus Ohio State. Primetime lacrosse with Mark Dixon on the Big Ten Network. Johns Hopkins, a 3-point favorite at Ohio State. Who you got?
Ohio State.
I'll take Hopkins. So we're opposite on all three.
Yes.
And that's for entertainment purposes only, kids.
Yes, and there's no betting.
Follow me on Twitter. Or on X. Don't follow me on Twitter. It doesn't exist anymore. It's X. At Lax904. Updates throughout the week. Newsletter. Hope to get it out tomorrow. Chris, fun couple of weeks we had.
Yep.
Now it's fun to be back in the saddle here. So want to thank our guests, Coach Polanski, Coach Galloway.
Thanks for Annalie coming on. That was great.
It's great.
Calling
always,
in.
Yeah, blast from the past there as well. Thanks for Casey spinning the tunes back there and excited to get him out at Ponte Vedra tomorrow for Creekside versus Ponte Vedra. It's playoff lacrosse all the way around. You heard Coach Galloway saying this is a playoff week for JU at Air Force. I'm a little nervous. I want them to go to NCAA tournament. So this is a year.
Yep, it's a very important game. They need to win.
Well, thank you for listening to the number one rated lacrosse show in all of North Florida this week in North Florida Lacrosse with Chris Milo and Ray Carnicelli. Have a great day.
Listening to the fastest game on 2 feet. This week in North Florida Lacrosse on 1010XL 92.5 FM.